Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. I'm Susan Lee Taylor.
I'm in for Stan Bunger, Jim Taylor. That is a huge sigh of relief all across the Bay Area right now. Power gradually being restored to thousands of PG&E customers in the Bay Area. We got through this power shutoff pretty well, but we did get caught up in it. The utility says 312,000 customers in California are still in the dark. So only about half of us are back now. Crews beginning inspections again this morning. More than 6,300 workers are on the ground with 44 helicopters in the air. And KCBS's Matt Bigler has that part of the story from Fremont.
Jim, the sun is starting to come up, and PG&E trucks are ready to head out from this large staging area in Fremont. The utility says they have to visually inspect miles of power lines to make sure that nothing came down during the high winds, and only then can power be restored. Of course, much of this wouldn't be necessary if power lines were buried underground in California. Jim Veach lives out of state and says that's the way it is where he's from.
Every couple of houses that distribute the power, and you don't see them, you don't have to think about them, unless you're digging, and then right. You have to think about
right.
it.
But so do you think that's something California should do more of?
If it's feasible, yeah.
Now, cost is the main reason why it's not as feasible here, although PG&E is said to be working on undergrounding more transmission lines that pass through those areas that are at higher risk for wildfires. Again, the utility hopes to return power later today once the inspections are completed. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Meanwhile, in the what were they thinking category, the Chronicle is reporting that while the North Bay was getting ready for the forced power outages, PG&E executives were partying at a Sonoma County winery. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, this also coincided with the 2-year anniversary of the devastating wine country fires that were sparked by PG&E power lines.
A dozen or so PG&E execs on the gas side hosting the dinner and wine tasting for 50 to 60 top customers at Silver Oak Winery. Company CEO Bill Johnson confirmed this in an exclusive interview with the Chronicle, adding that it was insensitive and inappropriate to do this in a week that also marked 2 years since PG&E power poles sparked devastating fires across wine country. He says had he known about the event sooner, he would have called it off, but the dinner had been in the planning for the last year. Sonoma County Board's President David Rabbit says you'd think that would have given them enough time to recognize the insensitivity of the event.
Obviously, they were not from Sonoma County. They were not in tune with the feelings of the residents of Sonoma County, and had they really inquired, I think they would have been told not a good idea. Just on that particular day, again, you know, we welcome them pretty much any other time, but boy, you put it all together, this strange week with all the different emotions that were out there, it was really tone deaf.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Susan, the CEO of PG&E is apologizing for the hardship of this week's public safety power outages. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports he admitted there are a lot of things the utility could have done better.
PG&E's CEO is Bill Johnson.
Given the risk to public safety, the desire to have zero spark during conditions like the ones we've had over the last several days, we will very likely to have to make this kind of decision again in the future. And if and when we do, there are many things we need to do better next time than we did this time.
Especially on the communication front, he says.
We commit to communicating with our customers and communities with as much notice as possible, with as much clarity as possible, and as frequently as possible. And we did not deliver on that commitment this time.
But Johnson lays this out as a battle of hardship, i.e. no power, versus safety, a wildfire. And on that front, PG&E's Sumit Singh says they did succeed.
We have found multiple cases of damage that has been suspected to be caused by the wind event, such as fallen branches that have come in contact with our overhead lines and if they were energized, could have potentially been the source of ignition.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
One of the many businesses blacked out during this outage, the tasting rooms at Bay Area wineries. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports from Sonoma Valley, where they're hoping for a return to normal operations, possibly as soon as this weekend.
The Anza Winery on Highway 121 has been forced to shut its doors for a couple of days due to lack of power.
We depend on a well, which has a pump for water on property. We cannot entertain guests or staff because of the facilities there.
That's General Manager of Vianza Winery, Chris Sebastiani.
Fortunately, I have a really strong staff, and we were able to clear out all the refrigeratable items, which are at my house.
Events planned at the winery will go on thanks to some backup generators, but they're keeping their fingers crossed they can welcome weekend wine tasters as the power returns.
Everyone's mad, but, I mean, it's not a productive attitude, right? You can get as mad as you want. You're not going to be able to change what's going on.
He adds a little bit of power loss is a small suffering to keep everybody safe. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.